right. Once again, it is so good to have Sister Candice Rodriguez that's going to be sharing some great things with us this morning. We love and appreciate Sister Candice and her family. Just this morning, she was sharing some things with me about how her hands have been full lately with her kids and with homeschooling, a lot going on, but a lot of good things taking place as well. And when I thought of that, I thought, boy, she has some great boys, little Isaac and Nathaniel, and they have a heart for God. I still remember Isaac when he would come to the altar and the way the Lord would touch him in a powerful way, very sensitive and tender heart, and that's what we all need to have, church. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Sister Candice. Sister Candice.
Yes. Thank you so much, Brother Vic. I appreciate those words. Yes, it has been a deal with homeschooling, and I can't imagine having more kids, trying to homeschool more kids, but summer is almost here, and I'm thankful for that. And yes, during this whole entire time, like I mentioned before, God is, he's so good. We've been blessed. My husband has worked through this time, and I've also been blessed financially through this time as well. So I thank God for that, and it's just great to have God's blessing in my life. So I'll try not to be all over the place. I'm kind of nervous, so I'll do my best. Some of you know me, some of you don't. I backslid for a few years, and I'm back to Ontario, which is such a good thing that I came back. I'm so thankful. I met the Clarks probably, I don't know, it was like, I think it was 2003 is when I came in. There was the Lance Revival. And Brother Lance, some of his sermons were brimstone. And I think that that's the only way God was going to get my attention, was to have that type of preaching right then and there. So about 2003 is when I came in. That was about 17 years ago. I was 21 when I got the Holy Ghost. And I remember the first time I came in to Ontario, God's presence, I didn't even know how to describe it. It was, I walked into this building, and it was something I had never felt before. And I thought, man, like, there's something going on here. And as many times as God dealt with me and I was praying, I thought for sure I had the Holy Ghost right away. I was like, yeah, this is it. I've got it. It's good. And I remember being down in the altar, and Sister Shirley Burley, she's like, I was like, I've got it. She goes, oh, no, Sister, you're almost there. You're almost there. God's all over you. And I'm like, no, I've got it. But I hadn't spoken tongue yet, so I was so close to getting it. And when I finally did, I knew at that point, God is real. Like, everything that I had ever had in my life, at that point, God was real. And never did I know that my life was about to change from that moment on. So I began to come in to service, and I started living for God. And, you know, I met wonderful people. The Clarks are amazing. When I think of the Clarks, I think of them as like just, they're classic. They're steady and they're never changing. And they were just there when I needed them. And I'm so thankful for that. So during that time, you know, I began to get involved in the youth, and I went to retreats and services, youth services. We had a big youth group at that time. So there was a lot of people, especially my age. You know, I had Christy. Christy was a good friend of mine, and Jen, and some of you, Krista, too. Krista, and another friend of ours was Amanda. So a lot of things that we went to, we kind of had a group where we go out and eat. And so I was so thankful for that because that was something that I needed. I needed that interaction and support to keep me steady. And for a while, some of you know the Mills family. I had lived with them for a while as well as Sister Helen. So that was very helpful in my life to keep me grounded and in the church. And of course, then I met my husband, Art, and I'm thankful that I met my husband in church because we're like-minded, you know, when it comes to the things of God. And when it comes to our kids, you know, keeping them on the right path, and I'm thankful that my husband is wise in the Word, and when my kids have questions that I can't answer, my husband is there, and we're able to kind of yoke up on some things, which is great, especially with God, and I'm so thankful for that. And so moving forward, you know, we got married in 2006. It was January 2006. And a few months later, I was pregnant with Isaac. And I prayed for boys. And maybe, I'm not going to pray for patience now, but I am praying for the Lord's help because boys are wild. But I'm so thankful that I have my two boys, Isaac and Nathaniel. I prayed for boys. Isaac was born in February of 2007, and Nathaniel in June of 2012. And so during that time, we were involved in church, and, you know, things were good, and we were used in church. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about restoration. Because, you know, my husband and I, we backslid. And about 2010, we backslid. And God, during that time, he always had his hand on us. And, you know, there was times where we'd come to the church and, you know, come to Easter services and Christmas services. God always kept his hand on us. We had highs and lows, and, you know, like, you know, my husband, he was involved in a big accident, and there was times where, you know, we struggled financially, and my husband lost his job, but God just took care of us the whole time. It was just insane how God took care of us. And I remember God dealing with me, and we slowly started to come back. We started to come back because our kids, you know, they needed to be in church, and we knew that was important. And so I remember starting to come back. You know, it's so weird. I'm just going to kind of go off on a little tangent here, but my real estate agent, I met her at a yard sale, and I remember when I first saw her, I was like, man, she looks like she's apostolic. And we got to talking, and I don't know if some of you know Iris and Francisco. They attend Brother Brown's church. And anyway, I just met her at a yard sale, and she became our real estate agent. And I thought, because at that time we were looking for a house. And I wanted God to be in all of that. And sure enough, it was like God sent her my way. And she helped us find a home. And God blessed us with a home during that time. And it was just great how things came together. So anyway, when we came back to church, there was a lot of new faces, some old and some new. And you know, I'm still getting to know some of you guys, but most of you I already know. And so anyway, God was working on me. And my kids were going to be my ministry. And I was trying to figure out, you know, how I was going to come back to church. While I was backslidden, I would listen to sermon, and that's what got me through the dark times. I would listen to sermon, and I would pray to God, and God, you need to help me. You need to give me that burden to come back to you. God's good. And I remember praying through in my living room, and I thought, why did I ever leave? What I'm missing, my kids are missing out on so much. So God began to get me back in church, and I remember going to a service in Rialto, and I was down in the altar, and I was worshiping God, and Bishop Booker, he came over and he prayed for me, and he said, young lady, I don't know what your need is, but God talked to him right then and there, and Brother Booker said this. He said, I don't know, you know, your story and what your needs are, but God's going to give you the answer you need tonight. And I remember leaving that service, and I was driving, and God gave me a clear vision of myself and my kids in that pew at Ontario. And I said, God, it's not going to take you. I felt like Peter when he heard the rooster crow three times. You know, I was like, God was speaking to me. And I said, why am I ignoring God? It shouldn't take this many times for him to say, get in church, get your kids there, get them saved. So I knew God confirmed it. I needed to go back to Ontario. So right now, that's what I want to just quickly talk about, restoration. It's such a powerful word to me. You know, our testimonies were like walking testimonies. You know, you don't just have one testimony. There's several testimonies, our ups and downs, our just life. And so this is what I specifically would just wanted to talk to you about, because restoration to me, God's restoring me right now. And I had a verse here from Psalms, from Psalms 51 and 12, and it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. I need my restoration, my salvation restored, and God's doing that right now. And God, I may not be the perfect person right now. I'm not going to compare myself to another sister or brother, because God's working my, he's taking his time restoring me. And it's just like when something is in the dirt and, you know, you can't get any lower, you can only go up. God, he took me out and he's shining me back up. And I'm so thankful for that. And one prayer at a time, one blessing at a time. You know, God's restoring me. And when I talk about God to anybody, I want my words to be like honey. I want to be able to help somebody with whatever it is in my life. If I can help somebody, I want to be able to help them through God and let them know that God is so good, and his blessings are just awesome. I mean, God is, I don't even know what other big words to use, but that's basically, I think, all I have to say. I appreciate the church, and Brother Stan and Sister Marie, they've really been helpful in my life too, the times when I can't, you know, call Pastor and bug Sister Clark. I'm like, you know, I'll talk to Brother Stan or Marie. I'm so thankful to have them in my life, and talk to them about things that I may not understand, you know, or need guidance. And the Clarks are good. They, with love, will give direction and correction. And Sister Clark, I remember when I came into church, she's like, Candace, you have got to get back in for those boys. And it's true. So with all that said, I hope my testimony helped somebody today. And you may be in a dark place, but nothing else matters. You know, if you have responsibilities and God or duties, nothing's going to matter but your personal restoration. Your relationship with God, He knows your heart. And He's going to restore you to a shiny piece of gold. He's always looking on us, church. And we're never going to be perfect. And we're not worthy, but through God, I mean, he's worthy. And he's going to have, according to His will, He will restore you to what He wants. And I think that's basically all I have to say. And I hope that it all made sense and I didn't go too far off the deep end with any of my testimony. But I appreciate the church and I appreciate all the devotions and testimonies that I've heard. They've really meant a lot. So with that, Brother Vic, I think I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Candace. This was so great, so powerful in so many ways, but I'm going to turn it over right now to Sister Clark, I believe. Sister Clark, are you there?
I am here, Brother Vic. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead, Sister Clark.
Sister Candace, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, my goodness. That was so good, Candace. I will never forget the day you received the Holy Ghost. It was one of those times when it was so real and it was so powerful. And I can still see it today in my mind, that day. I can go back to it. It was a powerful revival with Brother Lance. Brother Art, Sister Candace's husband, was like our son to us, and he still is. And we love him so much, and he had a special, special, and still does, have a special touch of God on his life. And I'm praying for him. And then the special touch, I know God has his hand on both of your boys, Isaac and Anthony. Nathaniel.
Yes, Nathaniel.
Yes, I don't know where Anthony came from, but Nathaniel. And especially I've seen on Isaac what a special touch of God is on his life and such a tender heart. And you're right, Candace. If we've got to live for God for ourselves, but not only that, we've got to live for God and be humble and be what God needs us to be for our children's sake. Candace, this was powerful, and God has his hand upon you and Art and your boys, and we love you, and I thank you for bearing your heart today. It was incredible, and we are praying for you. This church loves you. I thank God that you have Brother Stan and Sister Marie in your life. They have cared. They have loved you guys all through the years, and they've been there for you, and I'm thankful that there's people like that you can call upon. You feel free to call us anytime. We love you.
Of course.
And, yes, I know, but I'm glad that you have good people like that you can call on, and we trust them, and we know they're going to give you great, counsel and advice. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Vic. Love you, Candace.
Love you, Sister Clark. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Sister Clark, and thank you again, Sister Candace. This has been a great and powerful testimony, Church, and Sister Candace has shared some very specific and personal details, and I know that it's going to help us find the restoration that we need. And Sister Candace, I want you to know your words are honey to those who are listening. There's no bigger words than that are needed. Praise God. And also, Sister Clark mentioned it. Sister Candace brought back some memories, some fond memories, when she mentioned Brother Lance. So many good things that took place during that time, including her receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And on that note, thank you for that reminder, Sister Candace. The evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. Praise God. And last but not least, I've never heard it that way, but I'm sure we all will agree that Pastor and Sister Clark are classic. They are classy and they are classic. And just as I'm speaking, I need to share these texts, Sister Candace. Sister Vanessa wrote, this is so, so good, and it is real and heartfelt. You can really feel the Holy Ghost as she is speaking. We need to hear more restorative stories like this. And Sister Amber wrote, thank you for this testimony. I have been so, so blessed. Church, with this anointing that we're feeling right now, let's thank God together for what we've just heard and pray that the Lord will continue to restore us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Candace, for her family, for her children, for her husband, Lord God, and for the great work you've done in her and that you're continuing to do in her. And we'd ask, Lord God, that you'd continue to bring this restoration to us, to all of us, Lord God. We all need your restoration, Lord Jesus. Whatever place we're at, Lord God, we need your restoring touch. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Praise God. Well, church, you feel the anointing, you've heard. If you know of someone who didn't hear it, make sure they get to our website so they can hear this message that will be uploaded here shortly. And we look forward to having everyone back on our testimony, evening testimony devotion. Tonight we're going to be hearing some Spanish testimonies that will be translated. We look forward to having everyone back here. God bless all of you. Amen.